When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. Hey, everyone. This is Tyler calling in again from Waterloo, Ontario. And thanks for playing my story the other day on the Lantern episode. I really appreciate it. It was a story about Carl for anybody who heard that. I'm sure you guys remember, or maybe not if this call is like airing like months from now. But basically, thank you so much for airing that, because like that story was like one of the most like scary experiences that I've ever had. Well, not necessarily scary, but just kind of like, you know, what just happened kind of thing that I've ever experienced. So to be able to not only call in, but to have it played for everyone to hear, it just means a lot to me. And, you know, it truly is like an honor to have your call air on this show, because you guys have such a great show. You've got like a ton of listeners, and I just always felt like my call would never make it on air because there's so many people calling in. And I was thinking, well, you know, I'll call in, maybe that call would make it. I never really like thought it would actually get on the air. So I was so happy to hear it. So thank you guys. And I was biking when I heard that, and it just like, I told you I always bike, but I was biking when I heard that. And I just like was so happy when I heard that. So thank you so much for airing that. Today I wanted to call back about something that has been going on for a couple of years. So basically, I'm going to try and like explain this as good as I can. It's kind of confusing because it's not like a specific paranormal event. It's more like a paranormal like thing that's been going on for a couple of years now. So basically, like a couple of years ago, and even now, I like to look at like old pictures online of like, you know, what life was like in like 1900, 1910, you know, like old pictures like that, even stuff from the 40s and 50s, just like any old pictures. I just like kind of going online sometimes. I think a lot of people do, just to kind of see what life was like a long time ago, to kind of get a glimpse into other people's lives from generations past. Specifically, like when you're looking at the really old pictures, like 1910, you know, stuff like that. So I was looking, and this was a couple of years ago, I was looking at these pictures online of like kids my age. So, you know, like teenagers, like I was 16 2 years ago, I'm 18 now, but like, you know, just kids my age from 1911. I just kind of wanted to see like what was life like for them, you know, over 100 years ago. And I remember I came across this one picture of they were like bike messengers from 1911. And I remember like the picture had like five people in it, like five kids, like, you know, teenagers. And I remember there was one that I saw, and for some reason I felt like this like connection, like, you know, when you like know somebody for so long and you just have that connection to them, like that bond or whatever. I don't know how to explain what I felt. It's not like I knew them for years, because obviously I never knew them. They were alive and passed away before I even came into this world. So it's not like I knew them, but it was like that kind of like personal connection, like, you know, that person. And I was thinking, okay, that's weird. I'm getting drawn into this one person on the picture. And that's happened other times before, but what followed with this never happened before. So basically, I just kind of forgot about the picture. You know, I just thought, okay, maybe they look familiar or something. And a couple days later, after I first saw that, I remember I was like sleeping and I had the most vivid dream I've ever had. And it was of that person. And in the picture that I saw, they were they were kind of smiling, not really, but a little bit. But in my dream, they came to me looking just like they did in the picture, and they were smiling. Like, it was almost, I don't know how to explain it, but it was kind of creepy, actually. Like, I don't know if they were happy or what the smile was, but just now thinking back on it, I don't really know if that was actually them, or if that was like some sort of like energy pretending to be them. Just a smile, like, just, I don't know, it just kind of seemed a little off, if that makes sense. Like, it didn't look bad, but I just remember it kind of being like a creepy smile. Now that I look back on it, like, I didn't find it creepy at the time, but just the memory, like, I don't know, it was kind of creepy now that I'm thinking about it, how they came to me in my dream like that and were smiling. Like, I don't know. It was just, yeah. Again, nothing like scared me about that at the time, but it didn't stop there. I started seeing them in my room like a lot. Well, not always seeing them. Most of the time it was just like feeling their presence, but I started to see something in my room. Like specifically when I'd walk into my room, I'd see like some sort of like energy standing in the corner. And I had never seen this before I came across that picture and before, you know, before all this. So that energy, like, I think it was them. But the thing with all of this is that I don't even know if, and this is what really shakes me up, and I can't even talk right when I'm thinking about this. I don't even know this whole time if it was them. Like, I don't know if it was that actual person from the picture. Just the fact that I never knew them. But for some reason, something was pulling me into the picture, not literally, but like emotionally, and how they came to me in my dream and were smiling. And just like, I don't know, it just reminds me of like a demon trying to lure you in. Like, I don't know if it is a demon. I don't want to like be rude and assume it is, because like, I try to be nice. I try not to judge people. And, you know, it could actually be the kid from 1911. But what makes me wonder if it could be a demon or some sort of malevolent energy, maybe not malevolent, but some sort of energy which probably would be malevolent if it was not the person that it's claiming to be. It just, it makes me wonder, because the kid, they probably did not pass away at the age that they were in the picture. But when they came to me in my dream, they were the age they were in the picture. And I heard demons try and like change the age, like to, you know, come back and like, I don't know how to explain this, but I just don't think it was that kid, because if it was, like, they probably lived on from that age. I don't know. They could have passed away around that age when the picture of them was taken that I'm referring to. But it just makes me wonder, like, they probably lived on. And for their spirit to be coming to me, I never knew them. And they're coming to me, even though I kind of, like, was looking at the picture and knew about them after I saw it. It's not like they came to me out of nowhere. But for them to be coming to me at that age, and that's probably not the age they passed away at, it just makes me think it's some sort of energy that is not who it is claiming to be. And again, I believe that usually when that kind of thing happens, it's a malevolent energy. It might not be, but I don't know. I have a feeling that if it's not who they say they are, it could be a bad energy masquerading as like this person from the picture. And what also kind of makes me wonder if it's a demon or something that's not who they say they are is the fact that I was getting drawn into that person in the first place with this like almost like really strong emotional connection to someone who lived and passed away before I even came into this world. So it's just, I don't know how to explain it without kind of like going on and on, but it's just really crazy. Because and to this day, I still sense that they're here sometimes in my bedroom, because, you know, I think that they're always there in my room because that's the place they came into my dream. Like, I think they're always kind of there because they know I'll be there, especially at night. And, you know, nothing bad has ever happened. So I don't want to like try and say that they're 100% a demon. It could very well be that person, and maybe they were trying to draw me in because they wanted someone to talk to. You know what I mean? It could very well be that person who they say they are. Like, it really could be. But I just have a feeling that there's the possibility it might not be. And I'm not trying to say that it's not them, but it is possible that it might not be them. It could be something pretending to be them. And that's the scary part, the unknown, right? Like the fear of what if this is not who they say they are. But to this point, nothing ever bad has happened, and I don't want to jinx that. So I'm kind of banking on the fact that it really could be who they say they are, because usually some sort of demon would try and do something by now. But what I'm also kind of staying on alert with is the fact that maybe they're just waiting until I let my guard down. You know, maybe they were just waiting, because I guess demons have no timeline or whatever, ghosts have no timeline. So I'm just kind of wondering, maybe are they waiting to try and do something? But at the same time, I'm thinking they probably would have tried to do something if they were going to do something bad by now. So it could be who they say they are. It might not be. I don't think that it's malevolent, because it probably would have done something by now. And I don't want to jinx that, but I just don't even know what to think about all this. So that's why I wanted to call it in. I hope you guys hear this and talk about it. I'd really like to hear your opinion. And I'm sorry that this call went on so long. I mean, I know I shouldn't be sorry, because I mean, it's a story. It's hard to tell this fast, you know what I mean? But yeah, thank you guys so much for what you do. I appreciate it. I hope I hear this sometime. And also, I just wanted to really quick thank Carol for saying that I'm a nice person, because like that made my day when you said that about the after listening to the story about Carl, because you said like he's so nice and talk about the guy that makes you feel good. And when I heard you say that about me, that just made me smile so much. Like it really brightened my day to hear that. So thank you so much. And thank you to all of you who make this show. It's an amazing show. I love you guys. Have a great day. And I hope I can hear your opinion on this story, because this is one of the most like intricate things in the paranormal that's ever happened to me. So thanks, guys. Have a great day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.